Let's bring in Simon Marks, my good friend Simon Marks. He's had the pleasure of watching this extraordinary story unfold and watching many other presidential stories unfold over the years. Simon, you are a veteran of this great city. What did you think? What was the one thing that will, you know, that you will take to a better life from yesterday's?
As soon as that new day dawns.
The one point I would make, Matt, I think, is that this is a president who continues to break all the rules. The rules of political discourse in the United States say that when you make your inaugural address, you go up on Capitol Hill and you make the big reach out to the other side to bring them over, to try and get everybody on the same page, to say, I've got a vision of the future of the country and it's a vision that we can all share, but we can only get there if we get there together. He absolutely, as you have noted, did not do that yesterday. And in that sense, he continues to do everything that he did on the campaign trail, tear every page out of the political rulebook. And that's why I think we're heading into deeply, deeply uncertain waters here.
So here's my question. Do you think that he didn't do it, but thought that he was doing it? Or do you think that he didn't do it because he actually didn't want to do it?
I think he didn't do it because he didn't want to do it and because I don't think that he's necessarily capable of doing it. I think he also didn't do it because he is so focused on the people who got him here. I mean, almost more interesting than the inaugural address were the remarks that he made the night before at the Lincoln Memorial during that concert that did not exactly showcase A-list talent, but certainly showcased talent from one particular part of the political prism here. And at one point during that speech, he said, listen, folks, I'm just the messenger. I'm the messenger. I mean, there was a messianic tone to that aspect of the speech, but also this sense in which he feels passionately, I think, that he's been swept into town by winds that have been blown by those, not by the way, 900,000 people, as the Republicans would like you to believe, but maybe 200,000 people who came here yesterday to cheer him on. Those are the people that he's beholden to. He doesn't appear to have the gene inside him that says, I now really need to reach out to the other side. It's been scorched earth from him from day one. That was a scorched earth inaugural address. American carnage he's talking about. And he's talking about
it. That was the word
that
really stuck in my throat, I have to say.
With the backdrop of the entire political elite who he holds responsible for that carnage sitting behind him.
I know. And where's the evidence of that carnage? Stay exactly where you are, Simon. I mean, actually, just one brief thought. The top shot of the inauguration featured the extraordinarily sort of ceremonial mall in Washington, you know, the big bag where some of the biggest demonstrations and manifestations of modern humankind, I Have a Dream, have taken place. And in order to protect the brand new grass, they had put down white plastic sheeting. Now, white plastic sheeting, when you haven't got a very big crowd, is utterly cruel because it shows up exactly how few people turned up. And, I mean, I'm sure that Trump is not going to make white plastic sheeting great again. He's probably going to fire a few people who are responsible for that. But the visuals were the kind of thing that he, who is obsessed with ratings and the numbers of people who show up, he would have been very upset about
that. And yet there were Republicans, I was sitting next to one on a television set for much of yesterday, absolutely insistent that there were 900,000 people in this city. And any attempt to suggest that there were not, and there clearly were not, were absolutely repulsed, which also concerns me because I think we're still heading down the path of this sort of post-truth era where facts, you can't agree on the facts.
Yeah, including the fact that Trump said no one has ever given a concert at the Lincoln Memorial before.
Yes,
not
yes.
true.
All the way back to Reagan.
Post-truth. I mean, my God. Okay, stick exactly where you are. Lots of you wanting to have your say.